August 22, 2 Kings 21 to 11, Isaiah 38, 1 to 8, divine healing. I beseech thee, O Lord, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart, and have done that which is good in thy sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. 2 Kings 20, verse 3. In the midst of his prosperous reign, King Hezekiah was suddenly stricken with a fatal malady. Sick unto death, his case was beyond the power of man to help, and the last vestige of hope seemed removed when the prophet Isaiah appeared before him with the message, "Thus saith the Lord, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live." The outlook seems utterly dark, yet the king could still pray to the one who had hitherto been his refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Psalm 46:1, and so he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto the Lord. He whose compassions fail not heard the prayer of his servant. It came to pass afore Isaiah was gone out into the middle court that the word of the Lord came to him, saying, "Turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people, thus saith the Lord, the God of David thy father, I have heard thy prayer, I have seen thy tears, behold, I will heal thee." Gladly the prophet returned with the words of assurance and hope, directing that a lump of figs be laid upon the diseased part. Isaiah delivered to the king the message of God's mercy and protecting care. Those who seek healing by prayer should not neglect to make use of the remedial agencies within their reach. It is not a denial of faith to use such remedies as God has provided to alleviate pain and to aid nature in her work of restoration. God has put it in our power to obtain a knowledge of the laws of life. This knowledge has been placed within our reach for use. We should employ every facility for the restoration of health, taking every possible advantage, working in harmony with natural laws. When we have prayed for the recovery of the sick, we can work with all the more energy, thanking God that we have the privilege of cooperating with Him and asking His blessing on the means which He Himself has provided.